going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning. Dare I call it a football Friday? We usually only do that in, you know, the football season, but damn it, it is a football season because it's Howie season. And he struck again! We strike today from Borgata. Good morning. Hope you had a great night last night. Pretty exciting, I think. We'll find out what people think, obviously. 215-592-9494. It's clear from the reports how he certainly got one of his main targets in this draft. He tried to get way higher up to get him. Couldn't. And then had to move up only one pick to get him, give up a fifth rounder. Eagles get Jahad Campbell, linebacker from Alabama. We'll talk about it extensively today. You'll hear audio of Jahad Campbell after the draft last night. Howie and Nick, what they said, what some of the NFL draft experts said after the pick. All that today throughout the show. Phil's Cubs later today. Obviously, we'll mix that in. But heavy on the draft as we broadcast from Borgata. And, of course, we want your reaction to the move. 215-592-9494. Your chance to weigh in. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny. Good morning.
The winters of 1911 and 1932 were so cold that Niagara Falls froze.
I had heard that. I didn't know it was those years. I had heard that occurred.
That's cold.
I like that.
That's a cold, more than a cold snap.
Yeah. You know what I also like? That Giants new quarterback, Jahad Campbell, like almost took his head off in a game. I like that a lot. Yeah. That's how you do. All right. So here's the deal, guys. Want to hear from you. I think it's exciting. Look, here's it, John. When the Eagles were picking, which was, of course, at 31, not 32, but even as it was approaching 32, they had about five different options that we had talked extensively about. By the way, at all sorts of different positions. So I thought the draft was breaking the Eagles' way from the standpoint that a lot of options were there that we thought would intrigue Howie Roseman. What did you think of the selection of Jahad Campbell, John, as compared to, obviously, some others that were available when the Eagles picked the 31? What are your thoughts?
Look, I thought Jahad Campbell, we didn't talk about him as much when we discussed the draft because it seemed like he was gone in the first, you know, two-thirds of the round in every round you looked at.
It was so, more in the last week when it came into focus. By the way, credit to Mel Kiper and Daniel Jeremiah. Both nailed it and said the Eagles would get Jahad Campbell. Now, they had to move up one spot to do it. But because, John, it
did they?
Yeah, they both said it. Final prediction from both Mel and Jeremiah.
I'm saying.
He's saying, would the Chiefs have actually taken Jahad Campbell, or would they have traded to someone else or whatever? He's saying, did they actually have to move up?
Right. Oh, and you know, like, I can't
second guess. Well, it could be from another team, just to be clear.
Right.
Someone else could have jumped up.
I can't second guess the decision to trade up. I just thought that was unusual. I thought that was, you know, I thought that was, hey, he's doing Brett Veach a solid. That is a really important pick if someone wants to draft Shedeur Sanders and have a fifth year on him.
Yeah,
that's a powerful piece that he just traded away, you know, because the teams can sit there and think about it and they can pull the trigger on that that last pick. Rather, you got 10 minutes to figure out whether you want to make that pick or not. That does matter in the grand scheme of things if you get a quarterback for an extra year.
Yeah. Look, clearly the league doesn't value Shedeur Sanders
well,
that much.
Well, that's the thing.
That's obvious.
Jackson Dart, they valued him more than Shedeur.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, John, what do you think of Campbell?
I think he is an incredible talent. I think, lo and behold, you've got sort of someone who reminds you of what Zach Bond can do. Bigger in size than the current crop of, you know, speed only linebackers, which I really appreciate. I mean, you look at Jihad Campbell and he's got the size, the mass to him that sort of reminiscent of linebackers of yore, you know, like a guy who's 6'3", 240 pounds instead of 6 foot 220, you know, instead of 5'11 and a half.
More than that, Carlos
219.
Emmons, right? Carlos Emmons.
Well, this is a guy who can hold up. It just feels like a guy who wants to hold up against the run a little bit better than those only speed guys. But clearly he can run as well. He's a 4.5 in the 40, sideline to sideline, wearing that number, you know, the wide receiver number in college, looking like the number 11s of, man, the current crop of number 11s everywhere. It's pretty crazy when you look at him, you know, the low numbers on linebackers running around making plays. But this is sort of what linebackers are growing into, I guess, guys who can do it all. And look, I know that they're saying N'Kobe Dean, hey, this isn't about N'Kobe Dean.
Yeah.
This is about N'Kobe Dean to some degree.
No,
if I'm N'Kobe Dean, you can't tell me, hey, don't worry about your job. Yeah. This guy plays the same position, I think, inside linebacker. Maybe that's the thing. This guy plays many positions.
Yeah, but he's probably going to be inside.
I expect when you got Zach Bond and Jihad Campbell next to one another, you've got so much flexibility with what you can do with both.
Yeah, look, I'm very excited. Let me just say that. I want to hear from you.
He's 215. A top 10 talent that we got at 31, which is crazy when you think
215-592-9494. So I am legit excited. I think the Eagles got a heck of a player. Mel had him ranked 21. On his big board, would have had him a lot higher, as John just said, potentially a top 10 guy if not injured.
He said, Mel Kiper said, if not for the injury, he'd be taken from 12 to 15.
Yeah.
We heard from Howie that he's top 10 guy on their board. How can you resist that
so
when
look,
you're sitting at 30?
Yeah, so 215-592-9494. I'm psyched. Now, the one two negatives. One, you obviously hope the shoulder issues aren't problematic. We've seen at times where those things are, and sometimes they're not.
I am not.
Sidney
concerned.
Brown did not work out. Landon Dickerson did.
Like Sidney Jones.
Sidney Jones. I do keep doing that. When a guy comes in with an injury. So hopefully this is in the positive side moving forward, we'll say. The other negative I'll say, though, and it's just for me, and I think for a lot of us probably as Eagles fans on a personal level, because we became attached to them. Hate to say it, but this is probably, you know, beginning of the end for N'Kobe Dean. And on two fronts. One, my guess is Jihad Campbell starts this year. Two, this does fit the narrative that was discussed by Zach Berman that Howie also drafts for a year from now. Remember, guys, N'Kobe only has 1 year left on his deal. So even if N'Kobe is a stalwart this year defensively, and that seems, you know, pretty iffy given his injury situation, it feels to me like the baton is going to be passed, certainly, 12 months from now, probably sooner.
Jihad Campbell can do so much more.
And that's the thing. So I do feel bad for N'Kobe, really bad, because I loved him. He was a quality Eagle, but the injury struck, completely changed the equation. We'll never know if the Eagles would have made this pick if N'Kobe hadn't gotten hurt. We know he got hurt. They made the pick. I think they got a heck of a player. Now, for more analysis, let's listen to the ESPN crew. Right after the pick was made last night, Mel Kiper, Booger, Lewis Riddick, they went right into analysis mode. Here's what they said.
21 on the big board. Gritty would have been gone a lot higher had it not been for the shoulder injury. He played great all year for Alabama. 117 tackles. Team high, 11.5 tackles for loss. 5 of those were sacked. Think about this football team, the way Hall of Fame GM Howie Roseman has constructed it. Half the starters, half the 22 are from the SEC. Mm-hmm. Like those proven entities, those guys who played for the big powers in the SEC. And Jihad Campbell did have this head, guys. He would have gone much higher had not been for the shoulder injury.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you think about what Philadelphia is doing, and you think that they re-signed Zach Bond. with a guy who they got off the street last year, who had an all-pro season and deserved a new contract, and now you bring in Jihad Campbell. It's an athlete, Green. It's another weapon they can add to their defense, which lost some guys up front. They lost Milton Williams. They lost those guys. And so now you add an athlete on the back end, a guy that can roam and make plays in space. It's something to go along with Zach Bond to give them a dynamic duo on the back end.
So he's a great athlete now. He can fly sideline to sideline. He can play 3-4 outside backer if you need him to, just like he's doing right here. Although this is just a four-man front, and he's just rushing in their sub-package. But he's got nice high side dip and bend and close on the quarterback. You can see why on some of the tape when he was playing off ball, right? And he's coming downhill and he's taking on linemen. You can see the shoulder issues because he didn't have that same pop and be able to get off and get people off of him. But you figure this, if he's healthy and both of those, you know, those shoulders are straight, this is a hell of an athlete. I mean, he just looks great. He's kind of hyped, too. He knows he's on a very good football team.
And they can wait. This is one organization, one football team can wait on John.
That's
Campbell,
right.
Get healthy.
Yep.
Not the rush. They drafted Cooper DeJean, who they stole in the second round.
Sure.
Why? Because he was coming off an injury.
Yeah.
They waited it out. And he was an impactful all year and was a key guy in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
So, again, Howie Roseman, I'd say Hall of Fame without question, GM.
I mean,
Nobody does it better. Now, to get a Jihad Campbell, who, like I said, I had him at 21. Had not been for the injury, he would have been probably around 12 to 15, and like I said, they can wait till he's complete. It's not one shoulder, it's two.
Right, exactly.
Shoulder.
Exactly.
Wait till he's completely healthy. Shoulders are 100% before you get him back on the field, and they can wait it out.
Well, you can tell those guys from an Eagles standpoint are psyched. They think Howie nailed it. Look, we'll ask you at 215-592-9494, what do you make of the whole deal? The player, the maneuvering, obviously moving up one spot, giving up a fifth rounder. I don't think it was as much about the Chiefs probably as other teams that could have gotten up there, including, by the way, for someone like Shedeur Sanders. But obviously, if someone had taken Shedeur Sanders, the Eagles could have sat at 32 and waited it out. But look, we know this. We know this because it was reported last night by both Rappaport and Schefter. The Eagles very much wanted Jihad Campbell, and Howie was trying to trade up in the early 20s to get it done. Couldn't, with repeated phone calls to general managers, couldn't pull off the trade. So when it's there at 31, you got the shot for a fifth rounder. Howie pounced on it. I got no problem with that at all. All right, 215-592-9494. We're from Borgata. Your reaction, the reaction of people like Brian Baldinger and other draft experts, what they said, what Campbell said after the pick last night, it's all up ahead from Borgata on 94 WIP.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right, we guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, what we're looking for is Jihad Campbell to, you know, bust up Dak Prescott's face. Seltzer, true or false, Jihad Campbell will be in the NFC East longer than Dak Prescott.
True, Joe.
I think so.
True.
So. You excited?
I'm thrilled, man. Honestly, I understand the injury stuff and all that, but it doesn't seem with labrums like this is a long-term concern. And it seems like they got a top 10 to 15 player in the draft at 31. And they got it at a position of need. The guy's versatile. It almost feels like they saw what Zach Bond did for Fangio, and Fangio's like, get me another one of those guys who can do all kinds of different things in that spot. It just feels like this defense is going to be so versatile. They're going to fly around. And also, like, you know, I'm a big sports are supposed to be fun thing. Like,
yep.
It's fun to watch an awesome linebacker run around the field and make plays and do a bunch of different things. So I just think it's an awesome pick. It's a fun pick. It's a good pick. Like, it hits everything for me.
Yeah, no, I like that a lot. Devin, what do you think? Jahad Campbell.
So I honestly didn't know what to expect with this 32nd overall pick at the time, you know, heading into the first round. I feel like this draft didn't have a ton of juice because the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. And, you know, Howie Roseman, I know we always talk about his magic and in Howie we trust, but I genuinely just didn't know what magic he'd be able to work with the 32nd pick. I mean, I knew he had a ton of draft picks to try to trade with, whether it was up or back. I was kind of expecting just like an underwhelming, you know, maybe an offensive lineman, maybe someone in the trenches who would be, you know, role player, but no one like groundbreaking. So this has exceeded my expectations. I think Howie Roseman has done it once again. I can't believe that he was available at 31. I know the injury, you know, made Jahad Campbell fall to that point. But, Howie knew who he wanted. He went out and got him, and the rich just got richer. I'm really curious to see how they use him.
Yeah.
As soon as they read his name, my first thought was, oh, they're going to use him as an edge rusher. But then the more I read about him and look into him, the more I do think that they will just continue to use him, you know, as an off-ball linebacker. That seems to be where he's best. But Vic Fangio clearly, you know, saw stuff he liked, and so did Howie Roseman. I love it.
Yeah, I think this is a continuation of the evolution of the Eagles franchise from we did this because we thought this to we do other stuff now. I mean, the Saquon signing was so out of the box.
Mm.
The money to Zach Bond was so out of the box. This feels like the next step.
It's not out of the box when you look at the rest of the league and you see everything looks very similar and that certain things work.
Yeah, but it's out of the but it's
others.
Way out of the Eagles box. Way
well,
out of the Eagles box.
It's out of the Eagles box, but Vic Fangio brought this in.
No, I agree with you.
It worked so well. We won a Super Bowl with it. Like
I'm with you, man.
Vic Fangio and his open-mindedness to play Zach Bond in a different way, you know, like an off-ball inside linebacker could also give you some pass rush pressure if need be. Like Zach Bond was only an edge rusher previously. Vic, we all know the story. Rick swapped him over, which is incredible. I'd never heard of that sort of thing happening and a guy doing it successfully because it's just such a different skill set. But now they've identified another player with such a vast skill set that he was so high on their board that we weren't really even talking about him. Like his skill set is so beyond impeccable, aside from the shoulders, that he was like too high for us to evaluate as you know just talk show.
Yeah, no, it only
folks.
Came into focus in recent weeks.
It's crazy to me that once again, this is now 2 years in a row. But now this year it happened, and we're the Super Bowl champions. That a stud fell, and we got him.
Well, let's
fell to us, and Howie snatched him up, and he's going to play right away, and he's going to dominate. And I hope. I expect, and I hope I'm not spoiled now because of the success that we had last year.
Well, we want your reaction on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Coming to you on the phone lines, reaction on Jahad Campbell as the pick in 1 minute, what you've got to say.
It's grilling season. It's time to fire up those grills and enjoy some mouth-watering steaks, incredible burgers, and perfectly seasoned chicken from Wild Fork Foods. Whether you're tailgating, hosting a backyard bash, or just hungry for something real, Wild Fork has you covered. Stock up on the 2-pack of ribeye steaks, only $10.98 a pound, or chicken thighs, antibiotic-free, only $2.40 per pound. How about some juicy Angus beef sliders, 15 pieces, only $12. You can even get the brioche slider buns at Wild Fork, 12-pack, only $5. If you haven't checked out Wild Fork Foods yet, what are you waiting for? Wild Fork has premium quality meats, seafood, and chef-ready meals, all flash frozen to lock in flavor and freshness at prices that just can't be beat. Visit their Neshaminy store located right across the street from the mall or one of their other greater Philadelphia locations, or shop online for same-day delivery straight to your door. Visit wildforkfoods.com today.
All right, we asked you today's Twitter poll question of the day, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Do you like what Howie did last night? He trades a fifth rounder to move up from 32 to 31, selects linebacker Jihad Campbell from Alabama. Do you like it? A yes, B no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and obviously weigh in on the phone lines. That's what Jeff has done. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Long time no talk since the Birds Town Hall. Hope everybody's good.
We're good, buddy. Good to have you on the program again.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just, yeah, little things here and there. Hey, John, real quick, did you get your truck squared away we were talking about that day? Hopefully you got it fixed for you.
Yeah, it's much better. I'm rolling. I'm good.
Good.
Thank you.
He's roll tied. He's roll tied right now.
John, we all are. Also, yeah. Man.
Although I gotta tell you, we gotta figure out Jihad Campbell or like Jihad.
Because I don't know.
I'm hearing John say Jihad.
I think it's Jihad.
I think it's Jihad. I think it's Jihad too.
I'm almost positive.
John,
it's
just
Jihad.
Know you are rolling out Jihad today.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No,
go.
I don't know.
There are other Jihad connotations there. I don't know if I'd go that way.
I don't know.
Oh God, no.
The commissioner said Jihad, so I think it's probably Jihad. But you know.
Only you, Joe. Only you.
Well, I actually noticed other people saying it last night, too.
No, I was actually going to ask for the updates. I'm like, I'm just going to go with Jihad, because that's what Goodell said.
One of the reporters in the press conference with Howie and Nick rolled out a Jihad. By the way, we're going to play the Howie and Nick press conference coming up in about 15 minutes. All right, what do you got, Jeff? What do you think, buddy?
This just shows you how good he is, how good Howie Roseman is. He's playing chess where everybody else is playing, you know, tiddlywinks, and he just gets away with this all the time. And now the fun part really begins, because where he dominates in the second and third round, where he picks up, you know, I'll never forget the man for getting Cooper DeJean in the second round. And I went into that draft last year wanting Cooper DeJean after watching all his highlight reels and just seeing how much of a stud this kid's going to be, and look how that turned out. So, you know, just – It's amazing that they actually drafted a linebacker for the first time since, what, 79?
79. Jerry Robinson. Yeah. That's if you don't count Marcus Smith, who was an edge linebacker.
We don't count Marcus. We don't even talk about that. That's just horrible stuff there. But, you know, it's just enjoyable, you know. And like Devin was saying, I didn't know what to think going in, because, you know, sort of a Super Bowl high still. You're still coming off of it, you know. And you just didn't see – you didn't have, like, the prospects. And there were so many – variables they could go. You didn't have like one guy they were locking in on, and this guy, what'd they say he was supposed to go? If he wasn't injured, he would have gone top 15 easy if he didn't have the injury issue. So God bless you, Howie Roseman. You're the man. Obviously that beer can didn't do anything to your noggin there other than putting a little scar there, which is, you know, something to tell the grandkids down the road. But, you know, he's the best GM in the league, and this is just going to be another.
Look, I'll
another.
Say this, Jeff. I think it's pretty clear. Howie Roseman and Paul Owens, and I'm going back 50 years ago, two best executives probably in the history of Philly sports. I mean, I can't speak to everyone in the 1940s. What do I know? But certainly in the last 50 years, I think
like Connie
clear.
Mack.
Yeah. The only problem with Connie Mack is he traded away a lot of his great players two
no,
different
he
times.
No, he did. You're right.
Because they had
right.
financial issues.
You know, it takes real discipline to do what Howie and his scouting department did last night. But really, it's simple. You sit back and you wait, and you hope that guy or some guy starts to slip through the cracks, because other teams evaluate it differently, and they pick guys that – it's crazy where they land – where your draft board says those guys belong, and they just went in the first round. So your guys are moving up. Your guys are falling. Jihad Campbell – a top 10 pick is still available at the end of the first round. This is unparalleled.
But hold on. Can't ignore the injury reality. We can't act like it's not there. That's why he dropped.
And I'm telling you, every linebacker who ever played has shoulder stuff going on.
But this guy's
so I'm not worried about that.
All right,
so look, you're clearly the Eagles are not either, and they know so much more than anyone.
Reaction on the pick. By the way, what Howie and Nick said, we're going to play that press conference. I'm guessing a lot of people listening right now did not hear it. It was extremely late last night, like this morning, actually. What Howie and Nick said after the pick was made, we'll play that audio for you. Phone calls and all of it. Plus your chance to win Phillies tickets today. From Borgata, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. From Borgata on this Friday morning. with Jahan Campbell as the newest Eagle. We'll see who they add later on today. Obviously, draft day two coverage and then three tomorrow, all here on WIP. Let's go to the phones. Your reaction to the move. And by the way, what Howie and Nick said afterwards, we're going to play the full press conference coming up here in about 2 or 3 minutes. Let's get to Mike right now. Mike, good morning.
How you guys doing? Good morning, everybody.
Pumped up, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Excited.
Man, all I did was watch Jahan Campbell highlights right after we got him. I mean, I'm so excited right now. I kind of was in shock to believe that he was even there.
Right.
And I have no problem with Howie jumping up.
No.
That one spot to get him. I mean,
that's the advantage of having 20 picks in two drafts. You get to do that.
Well, you're right. And, you know, I mean, for a top 10 pick to stay there, somebody could have jumped them to get him. So,
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you do it.
He only had one talk with them. Once. I don't even think he was a top 30 visit for them. And so, I mean, that to me, that tells me something. I mean, I'm an SEC guy, live in Florida, but I used to, you know, live in Philly, so, you know, I'm 4 for 4 and all that, but, you know, I watch a lot of SEC down here, and, I mean, that kid, the shoulder doesn't bother me, he's 21 years old. When you're 21, I mean, you know, you recover from stuff. I'm almost at a loss for words, I can't even talk right now,
I'm so excited about it. All right, Mike, excellent phone call, bud. Appreciate it. 215-592-9494. Coming up in 1 minute, what Howie and Nick said after the pick was made last night, their press conference, you're going to hear that in a minute.
If you've spent time building the right roster and earned the fans, then you need the best technology to back it up. Get rid of those flimsy tablets and slow computers and step up to the game changer in point-of-sale solutions for restaurants and bars, PDQ POS. Imagine a seamless and lightning-fast checkout experience for your customers that saves you money by cutting out those costly fees. Their state-of-the-art technology ensures that transactions are swift, secure, and hassle-free, but that's not all. PDQ Signature Systems is not just a POS system, it's a complete business management solution. Keep track of your inventory, easily manage your staff, and use real-time analytics to optimize your sales. Their user-friendly interface makes it simple for anyone to navigate. Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and upgrade to PDQ Signature Systems. Whether you have one restaurant or hundreds, PDQ will customize a POS solution for your specific needs. Upgrade to the professional point of sale. Visit PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
All right, Howie and Nick, obviously going to address the media after a pick is made. They did last night late, maybe 12:30 a.m., something like that. Obviously, most questions to Howie, some to Nick. Let's listen to what was said.
We picked Jahad Campbell. We made a small trade up just to ensure that we could get him. There are a lot of trades in the 20s, and so we just want to make sure that someone didn't jump ahead of us. Excited to have him. Really excited to have him. Wasn't really something we anticipated. Understand some of the other teams may have reasons for taking other players, but for us, this is a really easy pick. Really explosive player. He can play inside. He can be an edge rusher. Just really feel fortunate to bring him home back to Philly.
Howie, there were reports that you were trying to trade up a little bit earlier. Was that for Jihad?
It was. You know, again, this was a top 10 player on our board. We do not have any long-term concerns with his health. We have you know, we look at the draft as a long-term opportunity for our team. We have a lot of confidence this guy's going to be here and play at a really high level for a long time. And so when you're in a draft and you're picking at the end of the first round, you have an opportunity to get a top 10 player at your board on your board, a guy who can affect the quarterback, a guy who can affect the passing game. You know, for us, it was a no-brainer. Local kid, great character. So we were really excited to add him.
Nick, I heard Howie say that he has the pass rush ability as well. How do you view him and how he can be used in the defense?
Yeah, I think we think he's a versatile player who can do a lot of different things. Obviously, the main thing that you see is the energy that he plays with, the speed that he plays with, and that when you're playing and relentless effort that he plays with, and that fits on defense.
Is he far enough in his rehab that he could be ready, do you think, for training camp or opening day?
Yeah, we'll get all into that when we bring him in here. You know, obviously our guys had an opportunity to see him at the combine and the rechecks. And, you know, we're very excited about what he's going to bring to the team. From our perspective, you know, all that stuff will be sorted out. But again, we're looking at this. This wasn't a need pick. This was, for us, a player we had tremendous passion about. And somebody, when we started the process and continued through the process, was very high on our boards. And, you know, we got to look at the draft that way. You know, obviously, there are other players we liked at the spot we were picking, but this stood out to us, and very excited to get him, and we didn't want to lose him.
Howie, how would you describe what you're like when you see a player falling and you're trying to trade for him? How would you describe your mannerisms, your mood?
I don't know.
Maybe asking you better, Nick.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not your answer.
I mean, persistent, determined, would that be fair?
Yeah.
Did you think that he was, like, falling, or that this is where you felt?
You know, I think we get enough information before the draft that we started to feel like it was a possibility in the last few days. And so we had gone through scenarios where he was going to fall. We knew that there was probably a sweet spot that we could try to get up at, and we had done a lot of planning about that. So we understood kind of some of the questions that were going on him. We spent a lot of time with our doctors and our medical staff, ensuring that we're all seeing it the same way. And again, you know, we have a lot of confidence in our edge rushers on this team, on our inside linebackers on this team. But for us, this we thought was one of the best players in the draft.
The question is he going to start off with Washburn or with Bobby Green?
Yeah, I think we'll go through that here. But this is a guy who was recruited from IMG at Alabama as an edge rusher, hand and dirt edge rusher. They had some injuries at Alabama. They played him off the ball. You see his explosiveness and his speed. And really, you know, it's kind of interesting, and we talked about this a lot. You know, you see it. You see Penn State give them a lot of credit for what they've done. They've had guys off the ball move to edge rushers. Obviously, their last two guys who've been drafted really high, they started off the ball and they moved to edge rushers. Vic does a tremendous job with getting guys who have pass rush ability to be versatile players like that. And I think what's really fun is that those guys who have that versatility, who can go out on the edge and get pressure as a rusher, and he's got speed, he's got power as an edge rusher, he was trained as an edge rusher, and then he's got the versatility to play off the ball and blitz from depth and play in space, in pass coverage, as an off-ball linebacker. And so the things that you can do and keep all these players on the field. So for us, you know, it's just we always want to improve the front seven, and we view him as a front seven player who's got incredible versatility and a skill set to do both those things. And the appeal is that he's got this rush skill set, and he's 21 years old. He turned 21 on February 24th. So you know, like, he's got upside to grow and get bigger, and his frame is such that he can put on more weight and more strength. And so, as you can tell, excited about the player.
What were the conversations like with Vic Fangio in the pre-draft process about how he might fit in the defense and how that versatility might be able to, you know, be an asset for the defense?
Yeah, tremendous respect for Coach Fangio and the accomplishments he has and what he sees in defensive players. And so, you know, I think for us, we're having those conversations with every member of our coaching staff and certainly our coordinators. And obviously, Vic, with the success that he's had, those conversations go deep. And so understanding that he's got a vision for the player, but we've seen what he can do with guys with this kind of skill set. And you just look around the league, you know, the teams that we have to get through to get where we want to go, they have fast, explosive quarterbacks, players in their backfield that we got to bring down at all levels of our defense. And we need a tremendous amount of front seven players to contain those guys. And so it's always been a priority, you know, for us. This doesn't deviate what we believe. You know, we believe in affecting the passing game on offense and defense, and this guy can affect the passing game on defense.
I mean, there's been guys here before, local guys from this area, who've struggled with kind of being a pro near home, just the demands on them, having their friends in the same town and stuff, and ticket requests and all that. Is that something that is I don't know, do you look into that at all? Is that something you kind of consider with a local kid?
Yeah, I rely on Dom. You know, I rely on Dom to get to know these kids, and he knows all these kids and the background that they come from. And, you know, I think that I don't know necessarily who you're talking about. You know, I could probably think of one that wasn't as high a pick, but I don't have any doubt about this player's character, this player's work ethic, this player's desire to win.
You mentioned Vic. How much has he expanded your view of what an off-ball linebacker could do in terms of value for a defense?
Yeah, I don't want to put this player in that box. That's what I'm saying. This guy can grow into anything you want, and what I'm saying is Vic has done a tremendous job with kind of educating me on the way that he looks at things and the way I look at things. And we have a lot of these conversations about it. And obviously, you know, those are great conversations. For me, I'm continuing to learn every day. That's a beautiful part about the job that we have. But at the end of the day, like, you see it in what's going on in the league. And Zach Bond's a great example. I mean, these guys, they can rush from the edge. They can play in space. They can affect the quarterback from depth, from the edge, and that's what we're looking for. You know, we're looking for guys like that, and the league has changed, you know, and I think the league is a speed game, and when you have guys with those kind of explosive qualities, and you want to get as many as you can.
Does Nakobe's injury timeline affect his projection at whatever position?
No, we have a lot of confidence in Nakobe Dean, and this has nothing to do with Nakobe. This had to do with the fact that we had a top 10 talent on our board, who we loved the player and we loved the versatility. And, you know, for us, that was it. That was really it. You know, it wasn't about we start drafting for need or we start turning down top 10 players when we're picking in the 30s. It's not going to be good for our football team.
You mentioned how other teams, you thought that he may drop a little bit just based upon the injury concerns, and you trust your doctors. And what is it from your team's evaluations of him medically that you think that he's going to be?
Well, Jeff, when we do our medical meetings, we share medical grades with other teams. So, you know, obviously they all go to the combine. So I don't want it to be like we're the only team that had, you know, certain was confident with him medically. I'm not going to go into the medical stuff, because I don't do that with any of our players. But I would say for us, we look at this as a long-term investment, and we think this guy's going to be playing a long time for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Press conference last week, you spoke about how player comps come up in those meetings. What player comps came up with Campbell?
Yeah, you know, again, you know.
They're trying to get you. Yeah. They're trying to get you.
Go ahead. You want to take it?
Well, no. You know, because it's funny because we were watching, like, on the NFL Network, and, like, the first few guys are, like, Hall of Famer comps, you know. And so it's like we're looking at that. We're going, whoa, those are big shoes to fill. So I think for us, like, those are conversations we have with our staff, and that puts Coach in a bad spot. So I'm stepping in front.
Are you sensing any reluctance from other general managers around the league to do deals with you, given your recent run of success and the draft and with trades?
I didn't feel that way. You know, again, like, we're all in the business of making our teams better. And so I think that when we find opportunities to make our team better, we'll do the trade. When other teams find the opportunity to make their team better, they do the trade. You know, I think we just traded with the team we played in the Super Bowl. You know, we moved up one pick and gave them some value. So I think at all the conversations we're having, what happened in this draft was the trade started to pick up and the value of the trade started to pick up. So that always makes it different. Once one trade goes down, the market kind of changes. So you got to adjust with that, but feel fortunate that we got him.
That's Howie Roseman last night. Howie and obviously a little bit of Nick mixed in. I was trying to figure out who was the local player that might have gotten off course based on being local. I don't know.
Well, Jod Campbell is local.
No, I know. There was a question in there, and you could tell Howie was indicating with the Ruben Frank exchange that there was a player in the past who was, like, at one peak, for instance, Corey Clement. He did a great job here. But they referenced some local kid.
Could be Hassan Reddick, because he played well, but then, you know.
But Howie also said he wasn't drafted as high, and the Eagles didn't draft Reddick. I don't know. It struck me like a draft pick by the Eagles. I don't know. I just trying to figure out who that is. All right, so you can react to Howie and Nick and what they said. Obviously, even more important, the pick itself, what you make of Jahad Campbell as an Eagle, 215-592-9494, as we broadcast this morning from Borgata. Also, when you call in, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Phils. Tuesday of next week, we're giving away tickets today on the show for the Tuesday game, Phils in Washington at Citizens Bank Park. It's a Hatfield Franks buy one, get one free night regarding hot dogs. You get two for the price of one for tickets to this or any Phillies game. Get yourself to Phillies.com. Here's how you can win the tickets today. You know, the Eagles draft, and we've referenced it a couple times now, a linebacker. primarily off ball. We'll see how they use him, but primarily off ball. First time since 1979 they've gone with a more traditional linebacker, not an edge rusher kind of guy. In honor of something that has not happened in a long time, we ask you at 215-592-9494, what has not happened in a long time? Now, one stipulation. We're going to make this since 1900. I don't need anyone to say the Roman Empire. I get it. It's 2,000 years ago. We all get it. Thereabout. 1,600 years ago, something like that. Like, in more modern times, what hasn't happened in a while, we will judge length of how long it's been, but also, you know, coolness of answer. Like, we haven't put a person on the moon, I don't know, maybe 40 years?
72. Years? 72.
72. That's 53
54 years. Yeah, 53
years. That's a notable thing. We haven't put someone on the moon in 53 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Since 1900, John, what's something we haven't done in a long time?
We haven't. This is a little bit weird. We haven't added more numbers to our phone numbers. Remember back in 1996 when everyone had to start using your area code for everything?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When I grew up, my number was 6970264.
Right. Yeah, mine was 517-9444. That was my
number.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. That was it. It was 6970264. And then all of a sudden in 1996, if you didn't dial 717 first,
you're right.
You couldn't get anywhere. Like, all of a sudden there were 10 numbers you had to dial instead of 7. And ever since 1996, we haven't added more numbers. But I think it has to happen again soon, doesn't it?
Well, at some point. That's when we went to the 610 thing as well. And then eventually 484 got in there. All right.
Yeah.
Seltzer, give me an answer for a thing that hasn't happened in a while.
It's funny because mine is the exact same time range as John Ritchie. With the Eagles winning the Super Bowl this year, drafting at the end of the draft last night, because of it, feels like a good morning to say it's been a long time since the Dallas Cowboys have made an NFC championship.
Oh, hit that thing.
Oh, wow.
Hit that thing. There you go. That's how you do. Or if you're the Cowboys, not how you do. Devin, what hasn't happened in a while?
I was actually going to use that one as well because I felt like it needed to be taken off the board. I'll go sports. Flyers Stanley Cup championship.
Yeah.
It's been quite some time.
So you're kind of taking
it's been longer.
Taking a shot at Jonesy right there. See what you just did.
Okay. Well,
no, you're not wrong.
I mean to make it personal.
You are not wrong. Amazingly, it's been 20 more years for the Flyers and the Cowboys. Think about that. That's
crazy.
Not good. All right. What hasn't happened in a while? Keep it since 1900. Make it a good, fun, creative answer. Best answer is going to win the Phil's ticket. Speaking of answers, some of what Jahad Campbell said after getting picked by the Eagles last night. We'll play that audio, and we're going to rock a lot of calls in the 7 o'clock hour. Your phone calls on the pick and what you think it means for the Birds. 215-592-9494 from Borgata on 94 WIP.